The biggest fine in Australian corporate history was issued in relation to money laundering, but experts say it's still too easy to get away with in Australia. Transparency International is now calling for the Banking Royal Commission to add money laundering to the list of concerns it's investigating, as Lexi Metherill reports.
Anti-money laundering experts say the $700 million fine shows the regulator is finally getting serious, but it's not enough to stamp out the problem. Serena Lillywhite is the Chief Executive Officer of Transparency International Australia.
What the CBA case has shown is that it is still just far too easy to launder money in Australia, and that can happen through ATMs. However, it also is a significant risk through the property market.
Between 2012 and 2015, the bank failed to meet its reporting requirements to AUSTRAC on more than 53,000 occasions. That's the number of times deposits of more than $10,000 were made through its intelligent deposit machines that allowed money to then be instantly transferred domestically or overseas. AUSTRAC's chief executive, Nicole Rose, is confident the fine sends a message to other institutions.
Whilst I won't want to preempt what the court will be looking at, they have to look at the fact that this needs to be a deterrent, which I think it very much is.
But Serena Lillywhite says a public airing of the issues is also needed.
I think there is value in trying to push to see the scope of the Banking Royal Commission expanded to include money laundering, which it currently doesn't cover.
AUSTRAC says if every individual breach had been taken into account, the agreed fine could have hit $1 trillion. Relieved investors sent the Commonwealth Bank's share price 1.4% higher yesterday. Jason Sharman is a Professor of International Relations at Cambridge University.
AUSTRAC has imposed the first really substantial fine on an Australian bank. It's probably a case of better late than never. It's substantial, but and obviously not greater than the share market was expecting, and perhaps even a little less.
He says the rest of the banking industry needs a good hard look.
There could be a lot more room for investigations, and I think that the only thing exceptional about this case was that the Commonwealth Bank was unlucky enough to be caught. And I think these investigations would probably turn up very similar things at other financial institutions if the authorities decided to undertake such investigations.
The Commonwealth Bank now admits its intelligent deposit machines have the potential to enable money laundering, and it's implemented a cap on deposits of $10,000.
Lexi Metherill with that report.